We've had a question in here, which I'm going to take now from Andy Watts.
Is human evolution going in the wrong direction? We have evolved over millennia through a process of survival of the fittest. With medical advances over the last century, many of us, me included, are surviving childhood illnesses that would have previously finished us off. We then reproduce and the genes are passed on. The gene pool must be getting weaker, making us more prone to the very illnesses we are trying to treat. I often hear debates about the science of gene modification, and mostly the arguments are focusing on the negatives and the fears of abuse. However, I never hear the counter-argument that our genetics are already being altered indirectly by human medicine.
That is a great question, and sort of you have to be very careful because there is a word for trying to engineer the human gene pool. It's called eugenics, and it doesn't really end terribly happily. I've been talking to some people about this, and they say, well, you could argue, yes, it's bad for human evolution if you're keeping these things in, but at the same time, you're keeping a whole load of other stuff in as well that might be useful. So as we have to adapt and change to, you know, the changing conditions and the changing world we're living in, there might also be some good stuff in there as well. So it's very difficult to look at one gene or one disease and say that's not good for our gene pool. But what's really interesting is that it used to be when you'd look at families with genetically caused diseases, things like breast cancer is a good example. If people have the Angelina Jolie genes, BRCA1 or BRCA2, you could track families with the disease and look at people with the disease and go, OK, you've got that gene fault. That's what caused it. But now we're starting to look at healthy people because genome sequencing is so cheap now and finding that they have, quote, bad gene variations or gene faults, but they're healthy, they're fine. And people sort of tend to call them genetic superheroes. And it's absolutely fascinating trying to work out, so what else is it in their genome that is causing them not to be ill? So again, it's like when we're thinking about kind of screening out or getting rid of these genetic diseases, that we may be losing other things from people that are actually have these variations but are healthy. Andrew.
And also, for some diseases, it's entirely futile because they're spontaneous mutations anyway. So they may be genetic once it appears in the population, but things like Huntington's will appear even if you haven't got a parent with it sometimes. So you can't entirely remove them anyway.